A Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team wraps up the regular season this week. Rob Wills with us, defensive end. Has it sunk in yet that this week is it?
I think it has. It's just a different feeling coming up, getting prepared for this game than all the other games in the past, because there's no postseason now due to last week. And so I don't know what the coaches have in store. They're going to try to make this last week more memorable, or joke around a little bit more on the practice field, or what. So kind of excited, mixed feelings, I guess. Excited, sad. It's definitely going to be an emotional day on Saturday.
Anytime a defensive player can get into double digits and tackles for a loss, that's impressive. You're almost there for sacks. Every player sets goals. If you did set goals, is it safe to say that you've surpassed them for this year?
I don't know. The only goal that I set is to set my goals high, and I looked on the record sheet, and the sack leader is like 16 and a half or something like that, set a long time ago, and it's always been my goal. But where I've come from now, from the beginning of the season to now, I can look back and definitely like what I've done.
You made a major commitment last offseason to make yourself a better player. Is that why the numbers are so much better this year?
I believe so. I believe it's just the different mindset, the dedication that I had over the summer, and definitely the mindset that I came into two-a-days with is I want to be a force to reckon with every time I step on the field. I want to make offensive coordinators really strategize or game plan around the defensive end spot. And then I try to, as much as I could in the weight room, help other guys with different weight room lifts and stuff like that for what I've learned, and try to pass that on, because I don't want to keep this information. I want to share it. And I can definitely tell that some guys have picking up on it, and it's glad to see that. And hopefully that I can help these guys this last week to help them on the game field every Saturday next year for the upcoming seasons they have.
The way that this senior class has progressed through their 4 or 5 years, you look back at how many wins you guys have, and it's a lot. You look back at where this team was 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it wasn't that good. Now you guys have put together one of the winningest senior classes in recent history. How proud does that make you?
It definitely puts a smile on my face. To know that we've come a long way, and all these seniors just keep working hard every week just to try to strive for that one goal, it means a lot. And We're still looking to continue that this Saturday and go out with a win and the whole shebang.
In your mind, how big of a difference is there from 6-5 to 7-4?
It's a big difference. I'm not sure. It's just gonna be mixed feelings on Saturday whether we win or lose. But 7 definitely sounds better than 6 overall.
Good luck this weekend, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.